This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs.
Joy sponsor.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
It's Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yeah, it is. Good to be back.
Welcome back.
Oh, my Lord. We've been away, you see. Joining us now, we've been banging on it since we started, is there's a new musical hitting Melbourne, and the writer and producer and one of the cast members are joining us now. It is Geraldine and Chloe, and the show is In Like Flynn. Welcome.
Welcome.
Now, we'll begin with you, young Geraldine. What is In Like Flynn all about?
It's about the John Flynn, the man who started the Flying Doctor Service in Australia.
Wow. Mm. Now, I mean, you know, we know of it, I guess, you know.
I mean, more because of the TV show, if I'm going to be honest.
It is, isn't it?
Absolutely. He's on the $20 note, so hopefully he might be sitting there in your wallet and you just don't know it.
I knew I recognised him.
I don't have many of them, I've got to be honest. isn't that weird? Do you know all the rest of the notes?
I don't. I mean, wasn't the Queen on one at one point?
Well, she's on a lot of them.
So what inspired you to want to create a musical about the Flying Doctors?
I mean, Alice Springs.
Doctor. Sorry, I've got to get that right.
Yeah, in Alice Springs, I picked up a book, waiting for a plane, as you often do.
Right.
And I was absolutely captivated. It was about just the old Australia, back in the day where there wasn't anything in the outback that... it was just a totally different place. There was mostly men, hardly any women.
Wow.
It was just like a whole different world.
If you lived in the outback then and you needed a doctor, there would be no one.
There'd be no one, yeah. And like there was, telegraph was the only way of communication. It was all in Morse code.
Right.
And this book started in 1917, which was during the war, and this man had three operations without anaesthetic. And they had to get instructions from Perth over the telegraph wire, and 7 hours.
Oh my God!
This man is being operated on without an anaesthetic by the postmaster, who is not a doctor.
Wow!
So that was the conditions that Flynn came into.
And he must have had money then to begin something like this.
No, he did not.
Oh, wow. I mean, what about his aeroplane and everything? You know, did he get the money for that?
He's a boy from the bush, right. And he has to shoot rabbits for a dinner. You know, and he lost his mum when he's young. So
and when we watch the musical, do we get all of that, where it began, and you know, in what way he got his money and did everything?
Yeah, well, you will. You have to come along and see it, though.
Well, no, I gathered that. But bearing in mind we're talking about it, do we get that? Give me an idea of, you know,
yes,
in what way it all began?
Absolutely. You get from the idea, where he first gets the idea for doing it. It was outrageous at the time because the technology wasn't there.
Obviously. I mean, this is, you know, even now, I mean, I know there's a lot more services and a lot of, you know, modern world now. But even now it's an ordeal, isn't it? If you're in the middle of nowhere, you know, to get anything out there is not the easiest. You know, mobile doctors, I've seen a recent documentary where they have them on a bus almost, and getting the funding for that, it's not there.
It's a very different time, really.
But yeah, but even now, the money's not there. They don't want to be giving away money for that. You need to go to a bigger city if you want to get operated on.
Absolutely. Well, that was one of his biggest challenges, was money, because money opens the doors to a lot of different things.
Right, open my door.
Even to this day, the Flying Doctor relies a lot on donations from people who can see value in the service. So it was free of charge, available to all, and yes, it is very expensive to run.
Yeah.
So he has to convince people that, A, the idea is feasible, and to give them a lot of money to make it happen. Mm. It has a relationship with Qantas, and they shared a plane. In those days, they had two cockpits, and he said to them, you know, if we could have a plane with a stretcher inside, you know,
then we can get them wherever they need to go.
You might be able to do passenger runs,
right?
And so they went to they redesigned
was
the aircraft.
Was it Alan Joyce? Was it? No.
It was a little bit before his time.
Because I didn't know how old he was, but you know.
Yeah, back in the '20s, it was actually Hudson Fysh.
Oh, look, some airport with your knowledge.
Yeah, Air Force pilots came back after the war. They didn't want to be on the ground anymore,
right?
So they just made its airline up, and that's how Qantas started, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so
and you, young lady, you are one of the actors.
Yes,
in
I
it.
Am.
What is your role?
Well, I play the character Felicity, and she's kind of the office flirt. And Felicity's main goal, however, is to get Jean and Flynn, the two main characters, together.
Okay. So you're a bit of a matchmaker.
Yes, a little bit. A bit unsuccessful, though.
All right.
What's it been like working on the show?
And a new musical as well.
Yeah, right. Like a new, that's
you
exciting.
You know, you're originating a role, which is
yeah, this has been such a great experience because A, we get to work with a great cast and B, doing material that nobody really knows. So you can really put yourself into your character a lot more than you can for another character, say someone else that's been played so many times before.
That's yeah, not, it's not daunting, it's exciting and inspiring.
Yeah, it's been such an exciting, interesting experience. Yeah, I've really enjoyed working on the show and it's just been, yeah, just so much fun as well.
And I guess this is all happening at the MC Showroom,
yes.
Which is really a relatively new venue, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's what a great space, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, which is in Paran.
Paran, yep. One of my co-writers, actually Craig Bryant, has started this venue back in March and it's a fantastic little theatre space for new work. Like they really support new Australian work and yeah, so he's going to be presenting his own show.
Great.
In collaboration with me and we also have another writer, Mez Coleman, who's a fantastic singer. She plays around local areas. Anyone that's heard Mez loves her voice.
Now when does In Like Flynn begin?
Oh, we're
this Friday.
No.
Going to jump in this Friday.
Oh, my Lord. Are you
two
ready?
Two nights only.
Are you ready, Chloe?
Oh, yes. Are we you? Are so ready.
Do you know all your lines?
She better know her lines.
It's very daunting, isn't it? You know, and but the beauty of it is, like we said before, is we don't know it. Mm. So you could make up any old nonsense.
I could improvise the whole show and
there
you wouldn't
you
know.
Lines from Les Mis all of a sudden appearing in like
1 minute, you're the getting the matchmaking together and the next minute you're the plane. That's
yeah.
Exciting.
Is I it? Actually do impersonate a plane in one scene.
Really?
Yes.
Do you want to do it now?
I think you should.
Will that get the punters in?
I think you should.
Oh, it's more of a visual thing, really.
There you go. Then we won't get you to do it. We won't get you to do it.
Yeah, so it's on August 25th and 26th at the MC Showroom, which is in Clifton Street in Paran, at 7:30.
And you can get tickets at inlikeflynnthemusical.com.
That's FLYNN.
Yeah, no, because isn't that an expression about Errol?
Well, there's some debate about that.
Right.
In that old Australians believe it started with John Flynn because he was always the first to jump in and
well,
help.
Well, it is now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm claiming it back. Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
I think you bloody well should. And that makes even more sense, you know, because Errol wouldn't have used it, you know.
Yeah,
you've got to get in like Flynn, you know.
I know. Now that I've written the song In Like Flynn, there's no way that the show's going to be called anything else. There is a movie being called In Like Flynn being shot on the Gold Coast at the moment.
Really?
Oh,
so Flynn
sorted.
Is in. Yeah. Flynn
is in. Well, thank you both for coming in today. All the best with it.
Thank you.
And yeah, well, I guess the idea is to do it, you know, to do it and see what goes on after
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It's an industry showcase and we're just taking this step by step. And
yeah, good on you.
Fantastic.
Well, what a great way to begin at the MC Showroom.
Ah,
good on you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. All the best. You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.